Survivors of childhood sexual abuse delivered an emotional appeal to state senators yesterday after they learned that the Senate did not put the Child Victims Act into their budget plan. The measure would offer more opportunities for survivors to gain justice in the court system. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Child actor star Corey Feldman was one of dozens of victims who came to the Capitol to express their concern over the Senate's actions. The 47-year-old Feldman, who was in the 1980s and 1990s film Stand By Me, Friday the 13th, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, says he's been seeking justice for decades.
30 years ago, when I first told the police about what happened to me as a child, 30 years ago, when I first told the police that my best friend was raped as a child and had never gotten his life back. And because of that, as a result of that, his life was tarnished and traumatized to the point where he ended up taking his own life at the early age of 38.
The Child Victims Act would raise the age for victims to bring lawsuits from 23 to 50. It would also provide a one-year window of opportunity for people who survived abuse long in the past to have their day in court. Governor Cuomo put the measure into a state budget proposal, and the Assembly included the legislation in its One House spending plan. But advocates, including Senate bill sponsor Brad Hoylman, say they were dismayed when they looked at the Senate spending plan and found in the space where the language for the Child Victims Act would have been, these words instead.
And where it should have said Child Victims Act, it said Part B, intentionally omitted. The Republican Senate thinks they can intentionally omit the concerns of survivors, families, and parents across the state of New York. Well, we're not going to let them get away with it.
A spokesman for Republicans who lead the state Senate says that doesn't mean that senators will not consider a different version of a measure to give victims longer to file both criminal and civil lawsuits. But the Senate so far has not backed the one-year window of opportunity for past victims to bring cases in court. Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan says he's not ruling out the one-year look back, but he says he needs to talk to organizations that could be affected by the potential lawsuits first.
We have to be talking to hospitals, nursing homes, school districts, local governments, private sector, public sector. The ramifications are of such a magnitude that I think we need to be judicious and take our time and get it done properly.
Advocates, including Richard Tallner, who says he was abused by a priest when he was a teenager in the 1970s, say that one-year window is key and non-negotiable because in addition to providing justice for older victims, it also helps identify hidden predators.
All the molesters and perpetrators of the crimes against us are still out there. The state of New York laws allow them to continue their craft. These are not people on the sex offender list. These are not people you've been informed of by their employer. These are not folks that your neighbor said, watch out for this person. These are people who have been allowed by the New York State Senate to continue harming kids.
Survivor Beth McCabe says she hopes the awareness created by the Me Too movement and sexual harassment of women will help spur senators on the fence to realize that childhood sexual abuse victims need justice, too.
I want to know why they haven't dealt with this issue and why they refuse to bring it to the fore. Time is up.
The final state budget is due in just over 2 weeks, and the advocates say they will be back. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.